about this Florida woman. She was on the run after wielding a knife, pepper spray, right? And then she pepper sprayed some Walmart employees to get away with shoplifting.
Okay.
That's a new move.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you pepper spray. Yeah, because I've actually pepper sprayed this room before, and it's not fun.
I'm not. Look, I think, you know, like robbing and all that stuff is bad, but I got to be honest. Like, this is a smooth move if you're a criminal.
Right. We've always respected a good getaway.
I kind of like it.
And nobody was killed.
Yeah, she didn't use a gun or a... Yeah, I mean, she did have a knife. I mean,
she did. She was violent, and she did use pepper spray, but in the end, nobody was seriously hurt.
Damn. Look, she had the pepper spray. She had the knife. Security stopped her from leaving the store, right? She later fled the scene after spraying several employees. I love it. Right. I don't love it in like, hey, you should go out there and do that right now and go rob somebody and then pepper spray them in the face. But I love, because most criminals, you know, they think about, hey, how do I rob it? But they never think about the getaway. So I really admire this woman's intelligence that she really plotted it out, planned it all out, and thought about her getaway.
Yep.
How many times somebody robs a bank and then they're like, all right, I didn't think about how
they call an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. What am I going to do?
Yeah. You know, I needed a car.
You got to have, if you're going to be a good crook, you know, criminal, you have to have a good getaway. And this lady had a good one. She's like, all right, I got my pepper spray. I got my knife.
Yeah.
And guess what? She got away.
Yes, she did.
And I believe they're trying to find her, right?
They don't know who she is.
Yeah, she did. She got away.
At this point, they're asking the public for help.
Let me see here. Yeah, she remains at large, and she has not been arrested. We are still looking for her.
Yeah. I mean, once you get away that far, it's, I don't know, they're going to have a hard time catching her because nobody's really going to volunteer her.
Yeah, you got to be
especially
impressed.
Since she's not a murderer. Like, nobody's going to turn her in. At least I don't think so. Maybe they will, but.
Oh, let's see here. Yeah, the Florida woman is on the run. Wow. Mm-hmm. Look, they have a photo of her, though.
I love in Florida, though, that the Walmart, it must be so bad in Florida that Walmart employees will stop a woman. Because in most places, like Walmart, people are instructed not to stop shoplifters. Just, you know, when they're walking out the door, you just let them roll. See you later. You know, we'll chalk that one up.
Well, that's
because people have died before, you know, with encounters like that.
When we've been to Florida, there's vigilantes there.
There are.
Right? It's like Gotham.
It sounds like they have like armed security at these Walmarts.
I just think there's just a lot of people that are just like looking for it. Like if it goes down, right? They're Paul Blarting that. I don't care what the rules schmools.
Right.
I'm apprehending somebody. I didn't get this loss prevention job just to stand around.
Yep.
Right? And then pick up stuff.
Action.
Set it back on the shelf and just kind of look at people. No, I want that action.
Actually, I feel like people do get loss prevention jobs to not go into that action. Wow. To just drive around in a golf cart.
Steve-O.
Hey, what's up, man? I was calling to definitely agree with Derek, man. I got into loss prevention, man, and even went all the way to getting my commission in order to carry a gun. The only cool thing about it was like I got to work at a strip club, but carrying that gun for like 6-7 hours, man, that's hard to hit. So sometimes I wouldn't even have a magazine in my gun. I would just go... You know, with my gun stand around looking booty all day.
Yeah. He's like, I don't even want to bring this thing loaded because it's heavy. Okay, all
adds
right.
weight.
That's I didn't know awesome. That was so. It's just heavier because it's like just on your hip.
Well, you that man, but you're carrying a gun, you're carrying a baton, the whole Rambo thing. Two sets of cuffs,
right?
Two magazines, a 40 caliber. Like, dude, that you're carrying like 45 rounds all together, and. That's heavy on the hips, man.
Yeah, I bet it is. That's funny, though.
Well, you're like the opposite of Shakira. Your hips did lie. Yeah. You acted like you had weapons.
It's funny that he was like,
bullets.
I would just not even have a magazine in it.
That's awesome.
So would you just be honest? Awesome. As you're looking at loss prevention, were you just staring at booty?
Oh, yeah, dude, definitely.
That's
badass. I would walk in and out, check IDs, and then just go inside to get the answers. Sometimes they'd talk to me. You know, like, you know, after working for a while, you develop, you know, work relationships, talk to people. And
all right, did you smash any of them?
Honestly, no, man. It was all, you know, people think that they hook up. You know, most of the chicks there are for work, man. It's like they go and they work. You escort them to your car, to their car. They give you $10, $20, and they drive off. Now, there's always a few that, you know, like to party and you know, tick off with customers, but I hardly rarely saw that happen. And the girls that
those girls really don't last a long time either.
Yeah, if I said they don't last very long. They get rode hard, hung up, dry, or whatever it's called.
All right, did you ever have to go out there and knock on a window because one of the strippers were servicing one of the customers in their car?
No, I never had that, but I did have one where one guy spent his whole check, and he actually waited for the stripper in his car, and he demanded something out of it. I was like, hey, man, you got to go, dude. Like,
oh, he wanted some sex because he spent his whole paycheck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. From my understanding, I think he ran a noodle for the next 2 weeks, but that's your fault, buddy.
What an idiot.
Yep.
What a dummy.
Yeah, people are really stupid. They're going to give your whole paycheck to a girl that's not even going to have sex with you.